And now it's time for
Wait a minute, listen.
One Indie Nation podcast.
Ready, set, and begin.
One Indie Nation podcast. Rachel Depp.
Thank you for tuning in to the One Indie Nation podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Depp, and this is episode 70, Galactic Super Bowl, with DJ Todd Kelly, aka The Big Law, coming from Oakland. I have had him featured as a guest DJ before, and he always brings the electronic space goodies. I hope you enjoy the show. And I am going to be rooting for the 49ers. Yes, San Francisco. They are going to bring it, and I'm proud that they are from Cali, so I'm going to have my support with them. I hope you enjoy the mix, and I will be talking to you a little bit later. Enjoy.
Hi. My name's Todd.
Good for you, Todd.
One. Indeed. Nation. Todd Kelly. We'll be right back.
Wide Soul.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Big Law, aka Todd Kelly, on the One Indie Nation podcast with host Rachel Depp.
worldwide tour.
Something lies.
Weitzel. Weitzel.
This is episode 70, Galactic Super Bowl. Go 49ers.
Wide soul. Thank you. reflects a singular, sinister attitude of mind.
I had better listen today. I may hear something that will change my life. Try it.
Nightfall. Too dark to read the page. Too cold.
Any day could be the day you hear something that could be more valuable than diamonds. The body affects the mind.
No. No. Love. No. No.
Wide soul. Exclamation point at the end of his name.
Thank you. Worldwide Soul.
I hope you enjoyed the mix from DJ Todd Kelly, aka The Big Law, Electronic Space Goodies, on episode 70, Galactic Super Bowl, with host Rachel Depp. And go check him out on flowinc.com. He releases regular mixes and remixes, good stuff if you like this mix and his previous mixes that I've had on the show. I did want to talk about the 49ers briefly. They're going to smash. They're going to kill it. Super Bowl, what? They got it in the bag. Just saying, though. Cali love all the way. Gotta represent. Gotta represent. Moving on into a different subject, I'm going to talk about what the fuck is up with guys online talking shit to girls. I know I've been online for God knows how long. Sorry, that was my computer telling me what time it was. I've been online for years, and I know that guys like to talk shit to girls. I don't know if that's their game, their swag, what have you. But I noticed for a brief period of time it stopped, and now it's come back again, and I don't know how to deal with it because I like to troll. I mean, I'm a troll queen. I troll everybody. But I also know that there's also a line, a limit. When you're talking to someone in a way where you might see them in person or you're talking to them on the phone, trolling that person that you're talking to and trying to make them look stupid all the time gets old. And I've had to deal with it recently, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, you want to play. You don't want to play with me because I fight dirty, and I'm not going to be the one to back down from talking shit. If you're talking shit to me online, like, what are you even thinking, dude? I will make you look so stupid. This is not a threat. It's just true to life. So I don't want to take it there. I mean, jokes are fun, fine, whatever. But you better know who you're trolling against. And do your research, because I do have a blog on shit guys say online. And you might end up on that blog. So online searches are forever, just saying. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Ballers on a budget. I know it's a recession and everybody wants to be that Kanye with an extravagant lifestyle, but bitch, if you're sleeping on someone's couch and there's 9 people in the house and you're living in a dorm style situation, it doesn't matter how big the house is, you're still paying $600 and you have no privacy. That to me is a baller on a budget. And it's not very attractive. And if you're trying to act like you have all this money in a recession, you better check yourself, because no one believes you. This is going out to someone who thought they were cool online on Facebook, but I'm going to call them out. I'm calling you out, plain and simple. Now I know that Silicon Valley is like the gold rush right now for entrepreneurs, and everybody's rushing to see what they can grab, the money from investors and what have you, and everyone thinks they're going to be that next freaking Mark Zuckerberg. But wake up, please. There's not a lot of innovation left. People are giving money, but I have a feeling that it's going to be disappearing soon. And after a year or so of your funding, you better have something good, because a lot of these companies close up shop just as fast as they came open. So just make sure it's a good idea. It may seem to you like what you're doing is life innovative and life-changing and disruptive and whatever hot, trendy words you can think of that the tech scene has come up with. But I've seen a lot of these companies that I used to use, and applications, websites, and now what's going on? I mean, look at Facebook, for God's sakes. It is so, looks so old. It just looks, when I went on to the new MySpace and then I switched back to Facebook, I was just like, what the fuck? Even MySpace looks and feels better to use than the Facebook that we're always on. I don't understand it. But the only thing with MySpace is you can't find your friends. You can do a Facebook Connect, but you can't find anybody besides Kanye, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. I mean, sure, I want to follow my musicians, what have you, but a lot of times I follow them already on Facebook, and I follow them on Twitter. Now, granted, with the sponsored Facebook statuses, it's hard to see what else is going on. And a lot of times I don't see my friends' posts because of the sponsored posts and just random other shit that other people have liked on other people's pages. Like, I don't want to see that shit. I don't care if you liked a dog picture that was your mother's friend's on a Sunday afternoon. Sure, that's cool. But I would rather see my own friends having their own dog picnic on a Sunday afternoon that I don't get to see. I have to like literally go like manually type in people's profiles and I'm like, oh, they've been posting. I just never see it on the wall. I don't really like the algorithm that I have. I don't know if you like yours, but I think it's time for a change. And I don't know when or how soon that change is going to come, but I feel like people are really tired of it. And when I meet people, the first thing someone asks me is, are you on Instagram? And I say, yes, of course. But I'm already tired of Instagram because it's so much work with hashtags. And yes, I'm complaining because hashtags are a fucking bitch. Like, I've never liked hashtags since Twitter days. When I first found out about a hashtag, I was like, this is so fucking stupid. And then we started talking in hashtag talk on Twitter and at replying everybody. And then that has all moved to each of these websites and these new and even these apps that we use. Everything is hashtag, even on Facebook, and we don't have hashtags available. So now with what's it called? Graph? Are we social graph? Are we going to be using hashtags to find out stuff? I mean, I don't know what Facebook is trying to do with that, but to see how many people liked Rubio's Baja Grill, like how many of my friends like that, great. So then I could have my next meetup there. Maybe, who knows, right? How are we supposed to use it? Time will tell. But anyways, that's my rant for, I just got a really off topic and rambled, but I hope you enjoyed that piece. So basically, if you have that couch swag, if you're living in your mom's basement and you're trying to date a girl, living on someone else's couch, it's really not going to happen. You should just stick to booty calls and to Skype FAP sessions because you might want to get a subscription to Pornhub because fucking you're not handling business the way you should be. And I know times are tough, but let's just face it, nobody wants to date a baller on a budget. It also seems like guys want to put in absolutely no effort into dating a girl. Absolutely none. This might be LA, this might be a Cali thing, or I might know every douche in the nation, but they just think that they can get a girl by being rude to her, talking shit, putting her down, calling her ugly. Actually, I got called being an ugly chick today, which I thought was rather funny for someone who was asking for pictures from me, and that was very rude. So I'm not going to put up with it. If you want to be a dick to me, then ask for me for any sort of pictures. It's not happening. Actually, it's not happening at all because I don't send out stuff like that. And even if I were to, you have to be cool. Like, stop being a fucking asshole. Yeah, girls like assholes, but you better fucking back it up because living on a fucking futon is not bringing it, and you got to bring something else besides your dick to the table. I'm sorry. Anyways, I didn't think I was going to be saying all of this on my show, but you know what? Fuck it. Might as well. It's everyday life, relationships. Everybody deals with it. So, I mean, you could be listening right now. If you're treating someone badly, a guy or girl, what are you doing? If you're doing it because you feel bad about yourself and you don't even realize that you feel negative towards yourself, but you're taking it out on other people, I mean, why are you in the relationship? Why are you trying to get any pussy, any dick? If you're going to be an asshole to that person, I don't understand it. Really, you're the only one that's making yourself miserable and you're still unhappy because you get that little satisfaction from treating someone else like shit. What the fuck? I don't get it. I never will get it. But I just don't put up with it. If you're going to be an asshole, stay the fuck away from me, please. Thank you. I don't like guys who are assholes. Just be fucking civil. So I think I might actually start posting more on my guys online, say, .tumblr blog. I don't think that's the exact URL, but I will throw the URL out on my website if you guys want to check it out. See, the stories are semi-anonymous. I mean, some people know it's me, but it could be really anybody, maybe. I don't know. I actually want to start taking in submissions to my site for shit guys, the things that guys tell girls online. If you're a girl listening, email me at oneindynation@gmail.com. I'd love to put your story on my site anonymously, on my Tumblr, sorry. So yeah, check it out. Funny stories, and you might be on there too. If I talk to you on Facebook or Twitter, I might start just adding in. Just kidding. Now, it has to be really drastic. I haven't actually updated it as often as I should. There's a lot of stuff to put on there. I just don't have the time, or a lot of times the want to, because it takes a lot of time. I mean, you have to have dedication. I have dedication for this show. Every month, I like to at least throw in a mix or so. So I hope you enjoyed this show. Todd Kelly is a beast. Check him out on flowinc.com. And all these views are my own views. Who else would say some random ass shit like this and still put it out there on the internet for you to listen to? Also, support the One Indie Nation podcast by purchasing the One Indie Nation iPhone, Android, and iPad apps. They are out there. Search for them on Google. I'll also put the link on my site for you. It's $1.99. It's not going to set you back. I'm sure you've downloaded a bunch of stupid apps that you haven't used that cost more than that. So I'm putting in hours of my time. Please support the podcast. I love you and see you soon. Go 49ers.